And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
I so enjoyed listening to the puzzle on the radio last week. I was in Buffalo. We're doing some reporting for a show we're going to be doing. And
I'll tell you,
the Rita Hayworth, I only needed the second clue, Glinda, before I started shouting.
Good going.
But the diabolical four with the matchsticks, I'm sorry. I had no idea that was the answer. I also have no idea what the answer is to the challenge you gave on the radio, although I kind of thought about it all week. Would you repeat it?
Yes, it came from listener Henry Hook of Brooklyn. Just a brilliant puzzle. I said, name a famous singer, first and last names, change the first letter in the first name, and you'll get an adjective that identifies a category of animals. Change the first letter of the last name, and you'll get an animal that belongs to that category. What singer is it, and what is the animal?
What's your answer?
Well, the singer is Celine Dion. Change the first letter of Celine, you get feline. Change the first letter of Dion, and you get lion.
We received about 1,000 correct entries, and this week's randomly chosen winner is Dot Barr in Huntsville, Alabama. Hi, Dot.
Hello.
So how long did it take you to solve this one?
Oh, not very long.
You've been playing the puzzle a long time?
Yes, I suppose a couple of years.
Wow. Were you ready to play with Will and me?
Well,
on the
I don't
air?
Think I'd ever be ready.
You know, I never am either, actually. So how about we work together and see what Will has for us today?
Okay.
Okay, Will, meet Dot. Let's play.
All right, Dot, today's puzzle is called 4x4x4. I'm going to give you a four-letter word. You tell me a familiar two-word phrase, both words having four letters, in which the first two letters of my word are the first two letters of your first word.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, dear.
Complicated.
And the last two letters of my word are the first two letters of your last word. For example, if I said base, B-A-S-E, you would say back seat. The B-A of base being the first two letters of back, and the S-E of base being the first two letters of seat. And number one is gash, G-A-S-H. And as a hint, I'll tell you this answer would describe Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Or Jeopardy.
So the first word in the phrase has to begin with G-A, and the second word in the phrase has to begin with S-H.
Right.
Right, because you gave us the word gash.
I'm lost on that one.
I'm going to hazard a guess. How about game show?
Okay. Game show is correct. Okay. All right, number two is loin, L-O-I-N, and it's a familiar verb phrase, meaning to investigate.
Look into.
Look into Got is it. Correct. Slaw, S-L-A-W.
And the hint part?
And the hint part, it's a verb phrase meaning to elapse or disappear.
Slip away?
Slip away, excellent. Falla, F-A-L-A is an FDR's dog. Falla.
And part two?
Well, there are a couple of answers. One would be part of a superhighway.
Oh.
Part
Bad
of an interstate. Fastlane, right? Also Fair Lady, I would have accepted that.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be able to get it before you give the hint.
Yeah, we can try to make up something that's
okay.
A common phrase. Yeah, okay.
Try fist, F-I-S-T.
Five star,
excellent. Oh, okay. Also film star, I would have accepted that.
Okay.
How about robe, R-O-B-E? And as a hint, I'll tell you on this one, it's something to drink.
Oh, root beer.
Root beer, excellent. Shah, S-H-A-H. And not too many four-letter words start with A-H.
Ship ahoy.
Ship ahoy. I didn't even need a hint on that. How about loan, L-O-N-E?
Love nest.
Love nest. Actually, I didn't even think of that. My answer was Loch Ness.
I like dots.
I like yours better than mine. And your last one is last, L-A-S-T. And the answer here is something you might eat. A big dish with lots of things in it, but a particular kind of meat.
Oh, stew.
Well, huh? What kind?
Lamb stew.
Lamb stew is correct.
Dot, can I just say you were leaving me in the dust in this? I was so slow at these, and you were just moving right along. Nice work. I think by Love Nest, I was ready to crown you queen of puzzle. Absolutely. You were fabulous. We're going to send you a couple of things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get the weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley and from Times Books, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles you've heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. What's your public radio station?
WLRH.
In Huntsville?
In Huntsville. Uh-huh.
Okay. Dot Bar in Huntsville, Alabama. Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Well, thank you.
Happy Easter.
Enjoyed it.
Will, that was fun, I think. Yes, it was. I think I need
think about that.
I think I need an Easter egg. While I'm going to get one, would you give us a challenge to work on for next week?
Yes, take the three chemical elements, bromine, actinium, and einsteinium. If somehow these could be combined, their chemical symbol would form the word braces. Similarly, if you could combine molybdenum, radium, lithium, and samarium, their chemical symbol would spell moralism. And note that both of these examples use only chemical symbols with two letters. And here's the challenge. Can you think of a familiar word of 10 or more letters that is composed completely of two-letter chemical symbols? Any answer will count. So again, think of a familiar word of 10 or more letters that's composed completely of two-letter chemical symbols.
Can I think of one? No. I can't. I think we're calling all chemists, When you have the answer, put it on a postcard, send it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers because we want to call you if you're our winner, and you will get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks, Will, and happy Easter to you.
Thanks, Leanne. Happy Easter.